War in UKIP. That is how some observers are describing what's happening to the party. And at its centre is the UKIP MP Douglas Carswell. What's happened is that he says he's been told he's entitled to a very large pot of money to run his office, £650,000 a year, because although he's the only MP, his party won nearly 4 million votes in the election. He says he doesn't need or want all that money, and he's accused some of his own colleagues of wanting to ride the gravy train, just as their MEPs have been doing in Brussels. I talked to Mr. Carswell last night.
Back in the 1970s, a system of so-called short money was introduced. This was to help fund the democratic process. But at the time those rules were drawn up, no one could possibly envisage a situation where you would have a party with a single MP and 4 million votes. And because of that arrangement, that means that there is a hugely, I would say, absurdly generous entitlement available for me in my office. And I'm afraid to say I just think it would be completely inappropriate for me to accept that money, and I'm not willing to do so.
Because your party seems to think, or your leader's office seem to think, that you should have taken the money and spent it on 15 extra staff.
Well, there are one or two rather excitable staffers in UKIP who came up with a proposal that involved hiring 15 extra people. And, you know, I would just point out that, you know, I'm not an American senator. I doubt very much that even Ed Miliband, when he was leader of the opposition, would have had 15 staff in his office. You know, I would much rather deal with this now than in a year's time face awkward questions from journalists like you phoning up and saying, you know, why on earth are you spending the best part of £1 million running an office? UKIP's meant to be different, and UKIP is going to be different. And I think we need to make absolutely clear that when we spend money, we're doing it because it's the right thing to do, not just simply because the money's there.
Well, how much are you prepared, as it were, to accept then? How much do you need to run your office?
Well, this is what I'm giving some very serious thought to at the moment. And I'm looking every week at the number of letters that I get from non-constituents. There are 4 million people out there, remember, who voted UKIP. It is going to be a significant additional workload. But I think it's sensible that I come to a decision as to what the extra resources should be spent on based on actual need, not simply trying to give staffers extra jobs.
But what will strike people as truly bizarre is that somebody close to Mr. Farage, perhaps even Mr. Farage himself, is accusing you of improper behaviour, your own party.
I'm absolutely certain that Nigel will agree that this is the right thing to do. I'm absolutely certain that one or two excitable staffers in the cold light of day will recognise that their proposal is quite wrong, and I'm quite certain that there will be agreement on this.
And if Mr. Farage were to say to you, look, Douglas, we need this money, you know, we're a small party, we haven't got loads of money pouring in, you've got to take it. What would you say to him?
I'm confident, I'm absolutely certain that Nigel will see the good sense of this, and I know that all of those people who voted for us because they want political change will recognise that, you know, Here at Last is a party that's prepared to actually practice what it preaches.
Are you happy with Mr. Farage remaining as party leader, even though he'd said he was going to pack it in?
I'm very pleased indeed that Nigel is party leader, and I think that the success we had in the recent elections, 4 million people voting for us, is extraordinary.
Given that you are the only MP, the only Member of Parliament, wouldn't it be appropriate that you should be the party leader?
I can think of lots of people who could do the job far better than me. And, you know, there are only 24 hours in a day. I can't be leader of UKIP, run the UKIP operation in Westminster, represent my Clacton constituents, and be a dad and a husband. And I'm not prepared to compromise on the last three.
Douglas Carswell, many thanks.